You're listening to SBS News.
Maggie Pearce's son Benjamin was only 21 when he died. She says he was a shop fitter, and for the most part, she says he appeared to be happy.
Were there signs that potentially he wasn't okay? Possibly, which are always good to look on reflection, but I try not to do that too much. But he obviously, there was a night in question where he was extremely upset. And unfortunately, on that night, he passed away.
A report from the University of Melbourne has shown suicide rates in the construction industry are on the decline, but are still twice the rate of non-construction workers. Between 2001 and 2019, there were more than 4,000 deaths by suicide within the construction industry, accounting for a quarter of all suicides in Australia. The report also found that the Northern Territory had the highest suicide rate in the country for construction workers, almost 52 per 100,000 of population. South Australia had the lowest rate at 21 per 100,000, but this was still nearly double the figure for non-construction workers. And men aged 25 to 44 were most at risk. Maggie Pearce now works as a Mates in Construction advocate on works sites to help employees know there's always someone to talk to.
I believe it's because my utopia is that everyone will have someone, even if it's not their family because they feel like they'll be a burden, someone that they know that they can contact if they need help.
Recent research from Mental Health Australia and Embrace Multicultural Mental Health also found getting mental health support in some multicultural and linguistically diverse backgrounds has its challenges.
Often there's a lack of interpreter services that are provided to people, and often mental health services don't understand the particular cultural or religious needs of particular communities.
The research focused on the mental health impacts on Turkish, Italian and Vietnamese communities during COVID. They found there was a lack of in-language support services. Many did not seek help or support because of the stigma in some communities around mental health, and there was a lack of culturally sensitive support. But Ruth Das says the pandemic exposed wider issues faced by people from diverse communities around mental health.
There was a real need for services to tailor their services, particularly to work in collaboration with communities and to design and co-design interventions and support that meets people's cultural and religious needs.
Governments are also continuing to recognise the importance of mental health support. The Victorian government is opening a new 16-bed acute mental health facility in Geelong. And on Are You OK Day, everyone was asked to take the initiative to ask that simple question.
It's important that we recognise that we don't have to be an expert. We're not there to be their therapist. We're not there to be their psychologist. But what we can do is be there to listen. Often listening and giving someone your time can really show that you genuinely care and can make all the difference.
One question that could change someone's day. Gloria Claish, SBS News.